Shalom Mishpacha. Shalom family. Mishpacha is a Hebrew word. It means family. We're the Mishpacha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people, where the middle wall of separation has come down to form one new man, getting ready, Mishpacha, to blow the grandest shofar, the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone everywhere to hear the good news. We want everyone everywhere to be red. No, we want everyone everywhere to be normal. And my guest, Danny Stain, I was talking to him yesterday, and he said the supernatural should be normal. And on my television show, for those of you that haven't seen it, I usually start out the show with a line like this. Hello, my name is Sid Roth. Welcome to my world, where it's naturally supernatural. How's that sound, Danny?
That's awesome. That's the world I want to live in.
Listen, I want to live in a particular world that you're in right now. You're provoking me to jealousy, and actually you're being very biblical, because Romans 11:11 says salvation has come to the Gentile. Although if your name wasn't Stain and it was Stein, you might be Jewish, but salvation has come to the Gentile to provoke the Jew to jealousy. Now, I'm sorry, I can't wait. I have to go to the part of your testimony where you've had a number of visitations to heaven. You've been to New Jerusalem, and a mutual friend of ours, in English, his name is pronounced Surprise, from Mozambique, that works with Heidi and Roland Baker, put his hand on you, and what happened?
Well, we were in a conference, and I was just having a hard time at the conference. We were actually having a hard time breaking through, and I just looked at Surprise, and I said, would you just pray for me? And he put his hand on me, and he goes, whoa. He says, you are going to the New Jerusalem. And immediately, that's all he prayed, and immediately I went into a trance, and I was there. I was watching this incredible city kind of emerge in front of me. It was like I was at a distance and going closer to it. And then as I got close and was walking up there, I realized that the buildings themselves were alive, that they were moving, that they were not just stagnant bricks and mortar, that these buildings actually were alive.
Everything has life in New Jerusalem, including the buildings. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, it was. I had never perceived that before. I'd never seen it quite like that. And
let me ask you this: when it says that the Word of God is living, do you think maybe there's an analogy there?
Oh, absolutely. I think we definitely see through glass dimly, and I think when the Lord begins opening up some of these things, as He has been to so much of the body in recent days, He's giving more and more revelation of what He means by things like that He is, that the Word of the Lord is active, and it's alive, it's quickening, and that in His presence there's fullness of life. Why wouldn't the buildings be full of life? There is life. And from there, actually, He took me to this place where there's vast field, major, just huge. I can't even describe how big it was. It was as far as I could see, filled with warehouses, and these warehouses were large, each of them. But I went into the one, and immediately was kind of taken aback, because there was a table there, and on the table I noticed feet, and I noticed legs, and I noticed arms and hands and body parts, and but there was no life in those body parts at all.
But they were human body parts.
They were human. And actually, as I looked particularly, I remember seeing the feet first, and I went, those are my feet. And it was the funniest things, because I realized that it wasn't just that they were my feet, but they were my feet many years earlier when they were young, when they had a whole lot more ability to do things that in this hour I haven't been able to do, and I didn't understand. And the Lord was there with me, and I said, Lord, what is this? And He said, these are body parts. And He said, you have authority to call these parts into being. And when they come at the quickening of the Spirit, they will be made alive in your body. And I was like, wow, I had no idea. And so it was more than just simply a storehouse for healing of radical healings and things that are creative miracles. It was a reality that we as his people can call on that which is heavenly for us to live even now.
You know, I've often wondered about the 91st Psalm, in which God says, with long life I will satisfy you. And there are many people living long, but their quality of life stinketh, as King James would say. So they're not satisfied with their long life. But I believe God wants us to live long and be satisfied. And I believe God gave you a key.
He really did. And, you know, one of the things, it has been amazing. I had several dreams repeatedly that I was 118 years old and preaching the gospel.
Do you believe that's a literal prophecy?
I did personally, but then I actually went to some folks who supposedly are much better at interpreting these things, and I said, what do you think? They said, we believe that's literal for you in your case. And I was like, wow.
How old?
118 years old.
Well, if nothing else, you'll get on the news.
Yeah, for
sure. For the gospel.
Looking at my body right now, I go, Lord, this will be a true sign and wonder. But it was just an amazing thing where I realized that the Lord can do whatever he wants to do.
So he was stretching your faith with that visitation.
Absolutely. Oh, it stirred my faith. I have learned that faith, in fact, is the activity of heaven ongoing. It is not something that stops when we get there. It is something that carries on. These three remain: faith, hope, and love. And we know that love is the atmosphere of heaven, but faith is absolutely the production plant, if you will, of heaven.
After that experience, tell me a bit about that 85-year-old woman whose body was literally crippled with extreme arthritis.
That was up in the Northfield, Massachusetts area, in Greenfield, actually, Massachusetts. And we were in a meeting. I was doing a conference there in 2005. And there were actually three elderly women sitting in the back of the room, and the one came in on a walker, and I looked at her and I said, would you like to be healed? And she said, yes. I said, well, then stand up. I said, ladies, take that walker away from her. And they moved it to the side, and I said, now bend down. And I said, now move around and begin lifting up your leg and begin stretching out your arms. And she began doing that. And the Lord healed her, and she screamed out. It was awesome. She goes, I just feel like running and jumping, you know. And I said, well, feel free, just go for it.
You mean going from a walker hobbling along?
Yeah.
She feels like running and jumping. 85 years old.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Oh, she was at least 85. She may have been 90. She was a very precious woman, but she was fine. The Lord totally touched her. There was no pain in her joints. And she left there without walking on the walker.
She said she felt like running and jumping. Did she?
Oh, yeah. She moved around the back there. Yes, she did. She ran around and was jumping up and down a little bit. I mean, you know, she was 90 years old, so it was a 90-year-old jump. But it was brilliant. It was so precious watching Jesus touch her.
Danny, you have a burden, and I wrote down a few quotes as I was reading the book that jumped out at me, and let me read a few of them that really describe the book as far as I'm concerned. God has destined us for nations, not soft sofas. This book pulls you from the bleachers onto the playing field. We have well-entertained, powerless, seeker-sensitive, feel-good Christianity, which is made up of audiences as opposed to armies. If someone reads your book and takes that next step, takes that risk, what do you prophesy is going to happen to them?
Oh, it's going to be a wonderful ride, a wonderful venture into the kingdom. I truly am living my dreams. my family is. Many of them are experiencing.
Speaking of many of them, how many children?
We have 9 kids.
You have a whole church at home, but go ahead.
we are a large family. But the thing that happens is that the Lord wants to pull people out of something where their vision, people's visions are not released. I believe the role that we as equippers have is not for people to fulfill our vision, but for people to fulfill their vision. And so,
No. You must understand, we are supposed to fulfill the vision of the pastor and finance the bricks and mortar.
Well,
that's the way I was always taught.
Oh, that's what I was taught, too. I was wrong. And I taught that, Sid. I was very good at teaching it.
Oh, at least I never taught it, but go ahead.
we have the vision that I'm after, the greatest vision to me that I carry is I want to fulfill my papa's vision. I want to see every knee bow, every tongue confess that Jesus is Lord. That it's every person in this entire planet. It's 6.5 billion. If people ask me in one sentence or less, what's your vision? I'm after 6.5 billion because that's what Papa's after.
You have a new paradigm for worship that very few churches have even thought about. And the reason you know the wrong way is you also did that for a number of years. But I just absolutely loved the revelation you got on worship. And your book, it has forewords by Randy Clark, Roland, and Heidi Baker. The title is These Walk on Water, The Gospel with Power. This book literally, and I know this is your heart, helps people fulfill their destiny in God. I would urge everyone listening to get a copy of this new book. It's one of the best things you can do for yourself right now. It's called These Walk on Water, for a donation of $15. If you would like to receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpucha or Chalitzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521, or call our order-only line, 1-800-548-1918. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-548-1918. For all other calls, the number is 912-265-2500. That's 912-265-2500. For a cassette tape or CD of this week's broadcast, send a donation of $10 or more to Sid Roth, that's SIDROTH, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521. To see our television show, It's Supernatural, or archives of our radio and TV shows, look us up on the web at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org.